From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, President Obama wraps up his Asia trip signing a new defense agreement with the Philippines that gives U.S. forces access to military bases there. How will China react?
But first, a quick check-in in Arkansas, where authorities are searching for survivors in the rubble left by that tornado system that tore through parts of Arkansas, Iowa, and Oklahoma on Sunday. At least 16 people were killed in Arkansas, dozens of homes destroyed, as one Arkansan told CNN.
All at once, we heard the sirens going off, and everybody was told to get to the bathroom, and we did, and we heard just cracking and breaking.
And the tornadoes also hit Kansas, and the National Weather Service is warning that more storms may be heading for Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana today. Michael Hiblin is news director for KUAR in Little Rock. He's in Mayflower, one of the hardest hit towns. What does it look like, Michael?
Well, the devastation is pretty striking. It's in very isolated areas. It's not especially widespread here in this town. But the areas that the tornado did go through, just amazing, especially along Interstate 40. You can see a clear path, and where 18-wheelers were knocked off the road, signs were mangled, and trees all over the place. It's a real mess.
Yeah. From the pictures we're seeing, it appears the death toll is going to go higher. Your governor, Mike Beebe, said this may be the worst tornado to hit this area ever?
Possibly. At least he said definitely. You know, in his lifetime, because, yeah, 16 dead. And at this point, the search and rescue is continuing. Volunteers and emergency crews going home to home, really working to make an accounting of everybody who's missing. But Governor Beebe praised efforts. He toured some of the neighborhoods most impacted here. And now he's on his way over to Valonia, which was a second city, also really hard hit.
And Valonia, we understand, very small town. A lot of trailer parks, as we always hear, that they are hardest hit, but very small town. And we saw pictures this morning of people literally crawling over the buildings and yelling, "If you're there, Susan," or whatever the name, say something. And we could hear people yelling from under the rubble.
Yeah, the search, you know, what these people are doing, going around just to make sure that they're aren't any others who might still be alive who can be helped. But Valonia, it was also hard hit by a tornado about 3 years ago. So for another tornado to hit this very small town really is difficult on those folks.
Well, this is reminding us of the mudslide, the horrific mudslide out west, in that it feels as if we're seeing a lot of civilian rescuers, people pouring over this rubble and this debris. What is expected to happen now? I mean, what forces might be coming in to work alongside people?
Well, they've brought in the Arkansas National Guard. There's federal assistance. There are a lot of military folks in Humvees out here doing whatever they can. But the governor also praised volunteers, just people, many of whom have been victims of tornadoes or suffered damage in the past, who have been out with chainsaws and just doing anything that they can to help.
Yeah. And Michael, you've been speaking with people in the area. We are going to, these stories are going to keep coming out of survival, but what are you hearing?
Well, just the dramatic nature of this for the people who had to hunker down. Fortunately, there was a pretty decent heads up that they got that, you know, we had been saying that weather, the potential for severe weather was possible for several days, but just having to get down with family members and just the description. You always hear the, it sounded like a freight train used, but people saying just the, even the suction, just the pressure that they could feel and the sound, the kind of chugging of this, just sounded terrifying.
Well, we're reminded of last spring's terrible headlines and children in school, just awful. Luckily, this was a weekend. Kids weren't in school, but people were in huge stores. We heard, you know, we know in your area, not, you know, in other areas, but areas that are used to this. There was a one big box store that set off the sirens so that people in the store knew that there was a tornado coming. But you spoke with someone who was hunkered down with his child?
Yeah, actually, went underneath the house. Didn't have a safe room or any kind of storm shelter, but actually got underneath the house with their children as this came through. And fortunately, they were okay. But people once the sirens went off, and television news was pretty much telling people that, you know, here is a tornado, it's on the ground, and over the span of like an hour. So it was clear that it was coming, and people took whatever steps they could to find a safe location.
Well, and then afterwards rushed the injured to the hospitals. We're hearing of people brought in by neighbors. One man was strapped to a door by neighbors who used it as a way to bring him to the hospital, and 16 people dead there in Arkansas. Michael Hiblin, news director for KUAR in Little Rock. So thanks so much for taking some time to tell us about it.
My pleasure, Robin.